Welcome to the Valley Outdoors, everyone. Glad you could join us. We've got everybody in the house tonight, this morning, whatever time it is. It's dark. That's all I know.
Yeah?
Yeah. Don?
It should be.
Yeah. Don?
Should be light.
You're here. Yeah, you're talking. He's here. He's not going to answer me. Ava?
I'm here.
What do we do with him?
I don't know.
He's nothing but problems when he's in the studio. Well, when he's not in the studio, we're good.
Isn't that why I'm here?
What?
Isn't that why I'm here?
He's breaking up. I can't understand a word he's saying.
Hey, yeah, that's right.
More. We are going to have a good show tonight. We're going to be talking about, or this morning, whatever. I can't tell what time it is. DNR stresses safety after some dangerous things going on in the water. That, and maybe an opportunity for you to elk hunt in Minnesota. Those stories coming right up. Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors radio show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference. Here's your chance to fish with us, the Valley Outdoors, and it's simple to do. Register online at thevalleyoutdoors.com and wait for your name to be drawn. We're giving away four trips that include lodging at Ashkenam Resort in Ash River and fishing the waters of Cabotogama and Namekin Lakes. Join me, Eric Olson, and Don Cleaver on this fabulous week of fishing this September 2nd through the 9th. You can bring your own boat or fish with one of us. Plus, a walleye seminar or two and contest prizes throughout the week. Just register today at thevalleyoutdoors.com. Trip sponsored by The Valley Outdoors Radio, Ashkenam Resort, Shimano Rods and Reels, Suffolk Fishing Line, and Rapala. Get registered today to fish with us. Winner announced on July 31st on The Valley Outdoors Radio Show. Hey, everybody.
Say, you just heard the promo for our fishing trip. And we want to remind folks to make sure you go online to thevalleyoutdoors.com and get registered to go fishing with us.
Because it is free
to register.
And it would be a free trip if your name is drawn.
You're going to have a great time. I'll guarantee you that.
Absolutely, without question. And who doesn't want something for free?
Right.
So free is always
you get a chance to fish with us, so there's your chance.
Can't win if you don't play.
Go online and register.
Register for a free fishing trip, Ashkenam Resort.
That's on the Ash River.
The only downside is you have to put up with us.
Right.
But hey, everybody's got to have a little sacrifice for something free.
That's right. It's a whole week trip, so.
It's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it.
Yes.
You can show me how to fish, Don?
Well, yeah, I will.
Okay, good.
Okay.
I want to learn something.
If I can catch you.
We will have the 22 Vexus up there with the 400. I'm pretty excited about that.
Yeah.
Hey, Don, where'd you go?
Where did you go?
It's going to be
You're going to give me waypoints in my locator where you're heading, so I'll see you
when I get
there. Yeah.
Guarantee you I'll give you waypoints where I'm going. Oh, how come he's not here? Oh, I'm going to kill him when I find him. Boy, that we're hitting them, Don. I couldn't believe it. Where were you?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, everybody's a liar. Fisherman's story. Everybody's a liar except you and me, and sometimes I wonder about you.
Yeah, right.
Don, you know, this last week went out fishing and didn't get off work until late, and I headed out in the lake. We do a middle-of-the-week kind of fun league thing in Red Wing, and I thought, you know, I'm going to head out and do a couple different things. So if anybody's familiar with the bug hatch, if you're in Red Wing, you already know what a bug hatch is, and it's a dreaded thing. The mayflies are everywhere, and the fish like them too, and they just literally gorge themselves on the larva as they're rising up out of the bottom of the lake. Well, you'll find that makes a bite relatively difficult. And so I just said, you know what, we'll try this. And oftentimes, if you're dealing with a Phelps floater and a crawler, it is a good imitation of that larvae that's coming up. And I've done really well with that. I marked fish like you wouldn't believe, couldn't get them to go. So, You switch plans. You make a couple passes. You're not getting much of anything. Move on. And I did. I tried, but I did try jigging wraps as well, and didn't reaction strike. I said, all right, we're going across the other side of the river. Started throwing a ripping wrap. I got a striper, and then nothing. You know what? Maybe they want it small, like the larva or a leech or something like that. And as soon as I threw the little hair jig out, my old trusty hair jig, we had definitely had some fun. Smallmouth, we had walleye, you just name it. One of those things, sheephead too. But it really allowed me to say, you know what, you really have to dial in, but don't be afraid to switch. Mm-hmm. A crankbait's not working, it's a fast retrieve. Slow it down. Get it close to shore. That was key. The fish were tight to shore and feeding on various bugs, I suspect, as well. So I think the big thing here is we can get lazy as fishermen, and they're just not biting. They'll hit eventually if I hit the right pot of fish. Whereas switch up, have four or five rods in the boat that you could simply clip on a different bait, or tie a jig on, change the jig, or add a crawler to it, and night and day differences can happen. So I think people don't get lazy. Be willing to change. Have one tied up with a jig. Have another one tied up with a crankbait snap so you can switch quickly. And another one set with live bait. And I'll be honest with you, slow death is one of my easiest go-to search-type presentations. You go about 1-1-1-2, put a little Mac Blade spinner on the front of it, little orange and black or chartreuse or purple, and you're able to move relatively quickly and find out if those fish are going to bite instead of live bait rigging at 0.6 miles an hour. So I think...
So change up.
Yeah, and don't be afraid to do it.
Different quickly. Types of presentations.
Yeah, exactly. Sure. Important coming into this the big weekend we're dealing with right now. The DNR stresses safety after a deadly few weeks on the water. It's been a deadly start to the open water season. As of June 16th, as many as 9 people have been victims of boating fatalities. The numbers are preliminary, and it marks the most fatalities at this point of the year in more than a decade. So a lot of people getting out and recreating, but not as safely as we'd hope. In addition to the higher than average number of people have drowned at places like beaches and swimming pools. Officials with the DNR are reminding everyone who's around the water to make sure their safety is first priority. Busy time of year, of course, and it's busier than usual, obviously with a lot of people out boating. Above average temperatures, everybody likes to get into the water. And unfortunately, it also has an unusually high number of people who don't make it off the water. Number one, wear a life jacket. All children and adults should wear a life jacket anytime they're around the water. Even adults who are good swimmers go under the water and never resurface. Avoid alcohol. It effects are magnified on the water and consequences can be deadly. About 40% of boating fatalities include alcohol. Designate a water watcher. The person puts down their cell phone or other distractions and focus on what they're watching, and on the water, make sure everyone's safe. So important elements when you're dealing with the upcoming 4th of July season, and we just got to make sure.
And if you're driving the boat, wear your lantern.
Yeah, and don't drink and drive your boat. Yeah, safety lantern. Yep. Hey, stay tuned. We're going to be right back with some more Valley Outdoors and some cool stories. So stay tuned.